We continue our River Run Festival festivities with associate producer Bethany Chafin and her look at the documentary short Songs of Hope.
Safia Usmani and Tanya Harchenko tell stories through film. Both are Fulbright scholars currently studying with Wake Forest's documentary film program. Their most recent documentary short focuses on homelessness in Winston-Salem. Songs of Hope will be included in River Run's North Carolina documentary shorts and screening at 1 p.m. on April 6th and 3 p.m. on April 11th. Both screenings are at the Haynes Brands Theater. Tanya and Safia stopped by WFDD to tell me more about their filmmaking process.
Both of us, we were talking and we decided that, you know, some films don't bring hope to people, and maybe you cannot be a director if you don't bring that hope. And we both agree on that. So I think it was the main idea for us.
So with hope, where did the topic of homelessness come in? Did you have a list of topics that you thought you could work with this message on? Did something in Winston-Salem, this local community, speak to you, and then you work from there?
We just started from the general idea that we want to do something on homelessness. Then we found Bethesda. But during the process, we realized how different homelessness is in Pakistan or Ukraine and the United States. And it was, I think, really striking.
And just to echo her on that, it is interesting how, you know, we found the differences between the homelessness, the state of homelessness in different countries, but still it has a universal value. You know, people everywhere are same, and you never know what's going to happen to you next, so you have to prepare beforehand.
Could you speak more to some of the similarities and differences that you feel like you both discovered?
Similarities is probably that one person lost everything which is possible, not only the house or salary, but even friends, you know, because some of these people, they're on the lowest level of society, and their friends and relatives don't want sometimes even to have connections with them and relationship. The same happens with Ukrainian homelessness, or with, I guess, with Pakistani homelessness. So the problem is much, much, I guess, deeper. And here, even there is a homelessness, community tried to organize and help these people. So if pizza left in the pizzeria, right, they brought that pizza to this place. And I guess I cannot imagine that in Ukraine, unfortunately.
Maybe it's not perfect here either, but it's much, much better than what I've seen in Pakistan. I grew up in Karachi, and I've never seen people, you know, coming together. And people do it individual level, but, you know, having a homeless center of that sort, or a place where homeless people could go just there and take a bath, you know, and just be there and rest for a while if it's too cold outside or too hot outside. Just have a shelter for the night, maybe somewhere to sleep, you know, even one mattress to, you know, just rest on. It's much better here.
Did you find that access was easily achieved, or maybe there were some walls that was like,
oh, definitely,
this is going to be harder than maybe we thought?
Oh, very much so, very much so. But then Danny and I, both of us, talked about it, and we're like, probably it's best, you know, keep the camera at one side and go mingle with them, you know, tell them who we are. Let's try to build trust level in the limited time that we have. Show them we're just like them, you know, and then see if they open up. Fortunately, that worked out.
I guess after 1 month going there, we decided these three women will be our characters. You know, it's just really, really difficult to build that trust. And it takes us around 1 month reading Bible with them. Safia read Bible for the first time with homeless.
Yes, I did.
And dancing, eating with them. We spent one night there.
I guess it's Evelyn, you know, is talking about the job that she held before. And you know, so you touch on issues of the economy. One of the most touching, sweet moments, I think, is her in her new apartment in her kitchen.
So when we were filming Evelyn just in the homeless shelter, and she hadn't gone to her new house, she hadn't found her house. So I remember when she was walking towards her breakfast line and she told us how much she loved cooking. And then we went to her new home and she was super happy. But the kind of excitement she oozed when she went into her kitchen, you can clearly see that in the film, you know. First, she shows us her bathroom, her bedroom, her lounge, everything, her small little radio she bought. And then she goes into her kitchen. She goes like, you know what? First, it was my friend's kitchen. Then it was I was living with my sister, so it was her kitchen. But now, welcome to my kitchen. That moment, both of us were like so happy. And you can see her face, like, you know, just beaming with excitement. And that was a great moment.
Safia Usmani and Tanya Harchenko are filmmakers with Wake Forest University's documentary film program. Their documentary short, Songs of Hope, will be screening at the River Run International Film Festival as part of the North Carolina Documentary Shorts. You can see the film at 1 p.m. on April 6th and 3 p.m. on April 11th at the Haynes Brands Theater.